the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us here. Coach, congratulations on getting that extra point. That was a nail-biter, the third period and overtime, wasn't it?
It was. It was, Kelly. Thanks, first of all. Yeah, just a big extra point, a real big extra point. And just told the group, it's been a while since we've come out on top on one of these. I think this is about. I know we've been down here, and I think the last two shootouts we've gone against Mankato, we've come up on the wrong side. So yeah, that was big. That was big. And I thought our third period was our best period, to be honest with you, Kelly. I thought we started off. We didn't have enough intensity. I thought Mankato had a great start, and in the second period, same thing. I thought we, obviously they locked us in a couple times in our zone. And we struggled with it, and there's a couple of breakdowns in terms of defensively that got them goals. But we capitalized on some chances. The bottom line is we gutted it out and got that extra point.
You get the scoring started there in the first. Paige Beebe from Claire DeGeorge. They looked very strong together. Obviously, you expect to see sort of that same thing from your seniors, don't you?
Well, we need them. Yeah, we need them to be our go-to players. And yeah, it was a heck of a play by Claire to. A little sauce pass and Paige finished. So that was huge. Getting that first goal was one of the things we wanted to do was score first. So, yeah, that was big to score that one. And, I thought Ellie Mosier, great job by Lindsay Featherstone. She's not going to get a point for it, but she creates a great screen on Grayson Meyer's shot. And that was big. So big goal by Ellie as well.
Great goaltending again by Kerrigan Dowie. She had to come up with some huge saves there in that, first of all, a lot of shots on net there by Mankato in that second period. The Mavericks in that third period also with a good number of shots, 12. They had 24 shots on net in the final two periods of the hockey game. Kerrigan coming up with some huge saves. Talk about the play of your goalie.
Yeah, I thought Kerrigan was outstanding. Absolutely. I thought she was really, really sharp, controlled rebounds really well. She was probably our best player today.
You get that shootout, and how hard is it as a coach? How do you pick who you get to shoot or who gets to shoot?
Well, we're just like everybody else. You do it all the time, and you kind of see tendencies, and you kind of see who seems to have a knack and who seems to score a lot. And Maya actually won it this weekend, and she's got some unbelievable hands. And Grayson's also very, very good. But actually, it was Shane suggested Kara a bit, just again based on her shootouts lately, just what she's done. And Claire's always been pretty good. So, all the players, it's not easy. It is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to step out there and put yourself out and try to, you're trying to score against really, really good goalies. So, just proud of all of them, and they all step up. There's nobody that says no, I don't want to do it. But and again, Kerrigan was outstanding there, 4-for-4.
What do you expect to see out of the Mavericks tomorrow, and how do you prepare for game two?
Well, more concerned about us. I think we need a better start. We just need to play with a lot more intensity. Like I said, I thought our third period was our best. We just need more of that. I thought we just had our feet going. We were getting pucks out, getting up ice. And put more pressure on them. We got to do a little better job with our forecheck. Our F1's got to do a little better job. And it's obviously three big points are on the line tomorrow. And it's the last game before the break.
Coach, congrats on the extra point. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.